Well, here we go again, and luckily we have Jared Halperin, who has to dive into this mud. A Fox News correspondent, WJR contributor extraordinaire, you know by now that the former FBI director, James Comey, once again indicted by the Department of Justice. And, well, I'll let you take over here, Jared, and give us your two cents on this. Nice to have you on board, as always. Hope you're having a good Wednesday.
Thank you. Yeah, listen, I think this is something that has gotten a lot of attention because there has been criticism, frankly, from Democrats and Republicans over this indictment, questioning the Justice Department's decision here to pursue criminal charges against James Comey for a social media post, an Instagram post last year that depicted shells on the beach that said 647, this is federal prosecutors say a direct threat to President Trump, that this was a call to violence. Comey has said that he understood it to be a political message, did not see it as political violence, deleted the post. And so now the question is largely going to fall on intent. And that can sometimes be hard to prove. We did hear from the acting attorney general yesterday that this was an investigation that covered many months and will rest on testimony and evidence that has been collected. So I suppose we'll see where this moves forward. The initial court appearance here for the former FBI director is this afternoon in the Eastern District of Virginia in, I think, Alexandria is where the courthouse is. And that, I guess, will be our first sense on kind of how a magistrate judge views this and kind of what the next steps look like.
Well, first of all, for James Comey, it was a stupid thing to do. He certainly knows what 86 means. Everybody knows that means get rid of or whatever, 86. And 47, of course, was referring to the 47th president of the United States. Seeing seashells that even if he didn't put him in that position, just stumbling upon it, what in the world would cause him to decide as the FBI director or former that he should draw attention to that and put it on social media? That's just plain stupid. He's smug and he's not likable. But the president is falling into the trap and has been for a while of doing exactly what the Bidens did in the Biden administration that we criticize, and that is using federal agencies being used for personal vendettas. And yeah. Right on the heels of James Comey comes the whole FCC reviewing of broadcast licenses of Disney stations because of Jimmy Kimmel's lack of being funny.
You know, and as I said, there is some criticism here from both sides of the aisle. Congressman Tom McClintock is a Republican from California. He is notably a member of the House Judiciary Committee. And he wrote here on social media that James Comey's many lies, abuses of power, and election interference will be judged harshly by history. But DOJ, he says, has jumped the shark by criminally charging him for his juvenile shell message. That speech, it's idiotic and spiteful, but not criminal. So, again, we'll see how this moves forward in the days ahead. But the Justice Department has faced some probing questions about their decision to pursue these charges so long. We're several months away from this post being made and ultimately deleted by James Comey.
It's sad, it's unfortunate, and it's obvious that a lot of the people in this administration work out of fear of the president's wrath. And there's no question, there's no shortage of wrath when the president feels somebody should be gone after. And even worse, when someone goes after them and are not successful in this case, prosecuting, he keeps pushing for them to do it again. And the idea, the same thing with Jimmy Kimmel, who's not successful, who won't be around in a few years because it doesn't work. The late night shows don't work like they used to. You can argue the reasons why they don't, but the bottom line is they're not making the money they used to, nor getting the ratings or leading to a big audience at night so that when people wake up in the morning, they're on that same channel and they help the morning shows. It's hard to justify their existence. But it's very hard to go up against these people and knock the freedom of speech that we have in this country and that we embrace.
That's going to be a big part, I think, of the messaging you hear from Democrats, from critics of the president, that this is kind of doing what they have accused other administrations, the Biden administration, of doing, right, of going after political foes, those whose speech they did not approve of, and trying to weaponize the Justice Department. Again, we heard those questions from the acting attorney general. He says that he's not going to worry about the politics, that they'll move this case forward. And as I said, this afternoon, we'll get our first sense of kind of how swiftly this case against Comey may or may not move forward.
All right. Jared Halpern, Fox News correspondent, WJR contributor. Thank you much.
Thank you.
Continue on WJR.